an Iowa state of mind, CJ Papa, Fox News. Republicans competing for the presidential nomination appearing at a number of events in the Hawkeye state, including Nikki Haley, who was the target of attack ads from both Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis.
Every one of those commercials is a lie. Ron DeSantis knows it.
Haley earlier at a town hall in Des Moines. Fox's Evan Brown has more with another hopeful.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis insists he's the candidate to beat at this month's Iowa caucuses, so much so that others in the GOP field are focusing on him.
So I've had $40 million spent attacking me.
DeSantis spoke with the Fox News Rundown podcast from a campaign stop in Des Moines.
That's more than all the other Republicans have had spent against them combined. That's more than has been spent against Donald Trump and Joe Biden combined.
And despite polling suggesting former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley gaining ground, DeSantis says he meets voters every day who will support him. Evan Brown, Fox News.
President Biden travels to Pennsylvania, a state he has visited more times than any other state since winning the presidency. He's there for his first campaign event of the new year.
The campaign event takes place at Montgomery County Community College near Valley Forge, where George Washington and the Continental Army set up camp during the Revolutionary War. The historical site is expected to serve as a backdrop for President Biden as he plans to discuss the events of January 6, which White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre calls horrific.
January 6 was an unprecedented, certainly, attack on our core principles and our democracy and the rule of law in our Constitution.
Some Trump allies, though, have accused Democrats of election interference through criminal cases and attempts to remove the former president from the ballot in some states. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And the president set to speak at 3:15 Eastern. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
We are expecting a third batch of those papers related to people rubbing elbows with late financier Jeffrey Epstein to be released at some point today. So far, 900 pages have been unsealed, with that second wave putting the spotlight on many of Hollywood's elite.
Some of the other names in these Epstein documents really do jump off the page. You've got the model, Naomi Campbell, actors Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Blanchett, Bruce Willis and Cameron Diaz, Kevin Spacey, the Star Wars creator George Lucas, pop star Michael Jackson, and the magician David Copperfield. But the reason that they are really jumping off the page is just because they are so famous. Some of these celebrities were apparently just on the other end of Epstein phone calls, allegedly, never actually seen in person by anybody who was being trafficked. And none of those big names are in trouble now, except for the trouble of just trying to explain why exactly they may have been associating with the late Jeffrey Epstein.
Fox's Peter Ducey reporting. The top politician in the Big Apple going to court angry at the leader of the Lone Star State for sending migrants north.
Mayor Eric Adams is now suing these charter bus companies that are bringing hundreds of migrants by the week here to the Port Authority in Manhattan. He says he is fed up and is blaming the governor of Texas, saying Greg Abbott is doing this is all of a big scheme. New York City is suing 17 charter bus companies for more than $700 million for busing migrants in from Texas. Mayor Adams blames them for these massive costs that the city has had to dish out continuously to feed, house, and even offer services to the migrants for the past 2 years, and it's not slowing down.
Fox's Alexa McAdams on the west side of Manhattan. Governor Abbott calls the lawsuit baseless. Old man winter ready to drop plenty of snow.
All alerts all combined, 35 million different folks are going to be seeing some sort of winter weather that they've issued alerts for here over the next several days. Most of that up and down the East Coast.
Fox meteorologist Adam Glatz, New York City has not seen more than an inch of snow in 690 consecutive days. I'm CJ Papa. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.